he had said it was 12,000 a month.
Right.
Uh-huh.
For apparently about 2 months, 2 to 3 months, to Joseph Napolitan. Now,
he just turned that over?
That was a payment from Hughes to that individual.
To O'Brien?
No, to Napolitan.
I follow.
Now, Napolitan kept for, paid for to O'Brien, and paid for to somebody named D. Sawtell. Third name.
Last name is Sawtell.
D. Sawtell.
D-I-S-A-U-T-E-L-S. Do we know who he is?
Well, he is he's an associate with the secretary of O'Brien. Right.
In O'Brien's office?
Right. Well, these are three guys, I would say. O'Brien, Napolitan, and D. Sawtell associated with each other, apparently over a period of time, and precisely what their relationship as to employer and employee was, is they seem to be a little bit of low consulting and employing and whatnot. But at any rate, the flow of funds went from Napolitan, from Hughes to Napolitan, and then from Napolitan to O'Brien and just Sawtell. That was the first thing that was registered on.
Mm-hmm.
And second, that ceased very quickly, and I'll go back in a minute and I'll explain why that seems to be the case. Then in the year 1970, basically, O'Brien and Associates, the firm, received $166,398.20 from Hughes Tool. Those payments on Hughes Tool's books were charged to public relations. Now that is the information that started off on June 1st. Now, there were attempts to contact O'Brien and set an appointment with him that took place in July. An appointment was finally set on the 25th in New York City. That is the appointment that neither O'Brien or his son, who has been involved here, showed up for.
Well, what is the son's name?
He's Junior.
Larry Jr.?
Right. And that is noted in our file.
Mm-hmm.
Then they proceeded to contact O'Brien, and they finally got in touch with him and set up this appointment in New York City on August the 18th, which was August the 17th, which was held. And they interviewed both the father and the son in New York at the Sheraton Park.
No, that was here in Washington.
It was there in New York.
Well, they said it's in New York, but for some reason they had it here in Washington.
I see. All right. So it was actually held in Washington. Now, at that conference, O'Brien was described as cordial, responsive, forthcoming. That is, he said yes. He had the payment into the firm.
Is that firm a co-partnership, or what is it?
And he was asked what he did with the money, that is, what was the nature of the working, and what he did for Hughes Tool, and had a list of projects that he worked on, had to do with the feed-off Southern Nevada water project, something to do with Air West, an ABC project, something having to do with nerve gas, education, CD, possible purchase. Airport development bill, satellite, communication satellite project of some kind, Hughes Sports Network, cable TV project, the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, and litigation involving TWA were all things they worked on.
It's hard to hear you, George. I got that, but it's very faint.
Okay. Then there's an additional note here on the paper saying O'Brien stated that he had not passed any of the money received from Hughes Tool to any person other than D. Sawtell, who was working for him at the time.
that that was all income to the corporation.
Income to the corporation that they spent. In other words, they just handed out. And you didn't carry, this in here in quotation marks, any currency or other money to anyone else on behalf of these two. Now, subsequent to that, the IRS people interviewed Dee Sautel.
Where is he located?
I believe he is in New York regularly.
Basically, he was interviewed the same day as O'Brien was. And basically, he had the same story O'Brien did. That is, he described the same amount of money that so-and-so got paid as much and so on.
Does O'Brien draw a salary from that corporation?
John, I do not know exactly all that. I would assume he does, but I don't have the answer to that question. I'm sure he does, though.
Now, that is sort of a chronology of things up to date. Now I'm turning to a sheet of paper I have here that's labeled a memorandum of an interview with Lawrence O'Brien Sr., who told about his various contacts with Hughes Tool. And apparently, he was contacted by Robert Mayhew following the assassination of Bobby Kennedy. And Mayhew asked if he would want to be a consultant at Hughes Tool. And he agreed in October 68 that he would like to be a consultant at Hughes Tool. And he signed up to do that and to get a payment of $15,000 per month. However, before that started, he switched and became president of a Wall Street firm. So he didn't ever apparently start that Hughes Tool work. However, reading from this interview, the Wall Street employment didn't work out.
He went bankrupt.
He went bankrupt. So he went back to Hughes Tool and started in as a management consultant to them in 1969. He then found that he wanted to be a full-time employee of Hughes. And he arranged for two of his friends, Politan and Dee Sautel, to be employed by Hughes.
You say he did not want to be full-time?
He did not want to be full-time. Presumably he was then forming his Lawrence O'Brien Associates. So that was, but he would be a consultant. So therefore, you had payments that went to Napolitan. And then Napolitan went back to that $12,000. Or paid for to O'Brien, I suppose, as a consultant or something. And to Dee Sautel.
Does O'Brien get any of the Napolitan money?
He got $4,000 out of the $12,000.
Did he pay tax on it?
Well, let me remember that.
I don't hear you.
I think that's about the size of the O'Brien interview. It basically describes what happened and also is fundamentally in accord with the various numbers that have turned up from other places.
Yeah.
Now, the next step, which has not been taken, is to find out if O'Brien, there are, in effect, four tax returns involved here. There is the return of Lawrence O'Brien Associates. Did they show the income from Hughes Tool, $166,000? There is the return of Lawrence O'Brien. And I suppose, did he show that $4,000, or maybe the, I don't know whether the $4,000 went to him personally or went to the Lawrence O'Brien Associates. There's the return of Napolitan. Did he show this income? And there's the Sautel.
Yeah.
Now, those returns are in the process of being checked, and Johnny expects that we will have the result of that process, he hopes, within about a week. Although it is a little difficult to be positive about that because you don't know before you look at the return, particularly of the firm, the extent to which income is broken down by source or aggregated in some fashion. So we don't know that yet.
Well, that should take about 20 minutes. Why will it take a week?
John, you couldn't even get the return in 20 minutes.
Why not?
Goodness gracious, we have 110 million, so you have to...
Well, you got the world's... You keep talking about your great data retrieval system, Johnny.
You sound like me.
Huh?
Well, that's what the secretary said. And I assured him that we would check them as quickly as possible.
Well, I would think if we just gave Roger nothing else to do but go check those, that he'd have all that done by tomorrow night.
Well, John, you probably couldn't get them by tomorrow night.
Why not?
And let me say, if we sent Roger to do it, we'd have pie in our face.
Well, I'm willing to take a little pie in my face, John, and I think you should, too. This is very big stuff.
Well, John, let me say this. I'm not the one to try to say this because both Johnny and Roger know a lot more about it than I do, but as far as anyone can see, at this point, there's nothing wrong at all. That is, there is a flow of payments that have been identified as a result of the Hughes Tool investigation. And when the taxpayers were interviewed about it, they said, yeah, we got those things, did what we did, so on. And now we have an additional step to see if indeed those payments were on the tax form, which is going forward.
Right.
But there isn't any, on the face of it now, there's nothing here that anyone can raise a question.
Well, no, but there are a lot of unanswered questions that you won't have the answers to if you look at those four returns.
And we're gonna look at those.
Yeah, but I just want to give you a preeminent sense of urgency about this, Johnny, and a week is too long.
John, let me ask you this. Suppose we look at them today and find out that it wasn't, and then you still don't have anything you can use.
Wasn't what?
That it was not. Now, the chances are, I would say, 999 out of 1,000 that this thing has been reported properly.
Okay.
I can't believe that it wasn't.
Well, I can.
But there's no point in arguing about that.
That's right.
That is a fact.
That's right.
And that is something we can find out.
Exactly. And the only issue is when we're going to find it out. And I say a week's too long.
But what I'm getting at is, suppose that you find that it was not, then you still don't have anything you can use.
Okay.
Well, let's find that out, and let's find it out if we can. Find it out tomorrow or the next day or the next day. Let's find it out.
Yeah, I'll tell you, in all candor, I'm very impatient with the way the IRS has handled this thus far. And I think there's been foot dragging. I think you've been way too lenient with this guy in granting him extensions on those interviews. And it's the sort of business as usual around the IRS, and that's not good enough. That's directed at Johnny, not anybody else. And Johnny, I must say, I would just like to feel that the IRS was really with us on this.
John, let me tell you,
the thing, however, that you have to keep in mind is that so far, there's nothing wrong.
I'm not quarreling with that, George. This is just attitudinal.
John, I'm sorry you feel that way. Because let me tell you, I'm busting my gut.
Great.
To do everything to protect the president.
No, wait a minute.
On this one, we're playing with fire.
Okay, yeah, well, look, we've been protecting the president for years and years at the IRS, and that's an excuse not to do something.
Well, we are, you know, the fellows have been interviewed, so on, and that's going forward, and we will look at these returns, and we'll do it.
Okay, good.
Now, Roger, do you have any point of view on this, or any assessment, or you add, subtract, multiply, or
how long
you want to do here?
Right along on what's been said.
George, is there any way that we can check response to the taxpayer that there was no pass-through. In other words, I'm thinking of the Corrupt Practices Act.
Yeah.
Is there any indication that
there was some other money that is not listed here?
Either that, or that this money was somehow delivered to a congressman or something of that sort, or was used for lobbying purposes?
Well, the lobbying question will be looked at. There are two senses there, as far as I understand it. One is this a legitimate expense and used tool? So IRS has to find that out.
Correct.
If there was lobbying, chances are it was not a legitimate expense. So the IRS has that interest with respect to used tool. From the standpoint of O'Brien, that doesn't affect his tax status.
No, but
it might be something that the Justice Department would get involved in.
Right.
So that is something that's being pursued.
Right. Well, let's be extraordinarily diligent and thorough on this, and please do let me hear from you as soon as you have any indication one way or the other.
Will do.
Okay.
Now, did you, are you through, John? Do you have anything more to add?
I do not.
Roger, do you?
No, sir.
I mean, if you do, don't hesitate, because the whole purpose of this is that we're all four of us got the same information, and any ideas that anybody has are all expressed.
No, I'll...
I would like a rundown on that third fellow.
Yeah, all right.
As to who he is and what he does and so forth.
Right, okay. Okay, I got something else I wanted to talk to you about. Did you get that beanie thing?
Oh, wait just a second. Hold on, because I have something.